there's always been off-road vehicle use in Big Cypress. The lawsuit isn't about the question of off-road vehicle use by itself. The preserve was established in 1974, and it was basically open to off-road vehicle use, and off-road vehicles were able to travel wherever they wanted to. We call that dispersed use. That was creating tremendous destruction to the preserve in terms of loss of vegetation. The soil was becoming compacted. It was becoming rutted. The hydrology of the preserve was changing. It was actually turning into a lunar landscape, and there are many parts of the preserve today that still show the effects. In fact, there's still a lot of that dispersed use going on throughout Big Cypress. What happened was, in 1995, Brian Scherf and others, Brian is from the Florida Biodiversity Project, sued the National Park Service, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and I believe the Department of Interior was included in that, for mismanagement of the preserve because of all the destruction that had taken place. The National Park Service settled that lawsuit very quickly, and in the settlement, basically they agreed that the management plan had to change, and they agreed to write an off-road vehicle management plan for the preserve. They spent about 5 years writing that. There was a tremendous amount of research that went into it, scientific research on the effects of off-road vehicles on the preserve, on the plants, on the animals. One of the studies that went into that was that panthers, Florida panthers, were affected by the use of off-road vehicles. And one of the area they studied was specifically Bear Island. Bear Island is a unit of the preserve in the northwest corner. The settlement, the management plan was basically, it went into effect. The record of decision was signed in 2000. Soon after that, this preserve superintendent, who was John Donahue at the time, implemented the record of decision, and that basically closed the eastern half of Bear Island. The plan had shown that the prairies of that area were way too sensitive. In fact, the plan closed all the prairies of Big Cypress to off-road vehicle use. They're simply too soft. There's no trees. There's not enough cover to sustain the use. And also, what you have is a loss of traction. So when off-road vehicles and swamp buggies, ATVs try to go over a prairie, the ground is just too soft. They start moving over to get traction. The trails widen out. And so basically, that area was closed in 2000. John Donahue implemented the plan. Everything was fine. The area was recovering. The vegetation was growing back, although the rutting was still there. And then in February of 2006, the current superintendent, Karen Gustin, had been asked many times by the off-road vehicle community to reopen those trails, and she decided to do that. And she did it without any kind of a hearing. She had one meeting at the preserve, which was essentially a meeting of off-road vehicle users, telling her, or they were being asked to let her know which trails they wanted open. It was the question of whether the trail should be open was never even discussed. So that meeting happened, I think it was in August of 2006, and then they started to ground truth the trails with swamp buggies. The NPS has its own swamp buggy, essentially creating the new trails. And in February, they announced the opening. And it's taken us from February of 2006 until now, and we've asked for the trails to be closed. They haven't been. And we filed a lawsuit asking for those trails to be closed. Essentially, two reasons. The terrain can't sustain it. If you see pictures of the area today, it looks like it just looks like an industrial landscape where the off-road vehicles are traveling through it. And because panthers have been shown to move out of the area. The study that they based that on was that panthers reduced their use of Bear Island 30% to 40% during times of heightened ORV use. So for those two reasons, we're hoping to get those trails reclosed.